3rd, I had some indication that one of them might ask, well, now President Johnson is for the tax cut, but is that just because he thinks it's, you know how nasty they can be, just because he thinks it's a good thing to prevent a recession between now and the election, or is that part of a fiscal policy designed to, in an active way, to make full use of the economy's potential and to compensate for gaps in the private economy?
I'd say the latter.
Okay. Fine. Those are the three things that I...
I'd say he's been for it since the day it was first announced. He participated in the formulation of the bill, and he sat in on all the meetings, and he's made speeches all over the country about it, perhaps more than anybody in the administration. He's no Johnny-come-lately to it. Now, why is he cutting these expenses? He's cutting the waste and the things that he need not to, in order he has some money to do the things that he does need to do. And he may take out an antiquated installation where they're teaching somebody to fly a plane that'll never be flown, that will need a missile instead, in order to help grandma or somebody in West Virginia, Tennessee, that's not eating now.
Right.
He thinks between an installation and grandma, he's for grandma.
Yeah, that's very good. And of course, that follows the theme on that Today Show also, which used that kind of an illustration.
Well, if I've never agreed that you had to prove you're liberal by showing how much money you could throw away. I have always supported WPA and PWA and river development and resource development and full utilization and public housing and everything else.
Right.
I never supported corruption in any of those things. I never supported waste in any of them, and I never supported throwing away common sense and operating them. I believe in, I'm a kind of a heretic as liberal.
Well, and of course, you know, Paul Douglas has done a lot of work to make economy and government respectable. And
I just point out, Harold Kiss and Paul Douglas, some of the greatest liberals we got. Bucksmire, they don't believe in throwing money away.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You don't know whether either one would like to be compared to the other or not, but it's a strange pattern in that regard as far as you're concerned. This is no Johnny come lately. I, on the Naval Affairs Committee in 1938, I was running an investigation pointing up waste in the Navy. In 1948, I was pointed up in the Senate as head of the Preparedness Committee. And I've done this stuff for 12, 15 years in the Senate.
Right.
I've had 25 years pointing up waste, and that's all I'm doing in the federal government. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to have a National Science Foundation. That doesn't mean we're not going to have an Appalachian program. And that doesn't mean that we're not going to have a better program for the Peace Corps. What it does mean is we're going to have less money wasted and more money available for those things because of the stopping the waste.
Right. Well, that's exactly something I want to stress. And
there may be a lot of thirsty people on water, but that doesn't mean that you ought to turn on the hydrant and let the tank all run dry before you put a bucket under it. What we're doing is we're going to put a bucket under it and save all we can.